Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry? I'm calling to find out when the website for scheduling the COVID vaccine is going to be updated so that those that will be eligible starting Monday the 22nd of March will be able to start scheduling to get their vaccines. I know that
you're able to actually pre-register right now with the vaccine, like their phone number.
Well, I went in. I just checked, and it's still. I've already got my vaccination. I'm a disabled veteran, so I got mine through the VA. But my wife, who is 62 and has a heart condition and also is diabetic, she still can't register.
Right, yes, sir. She can pre-register. We're just a testing site on this line. She can pre-register for the vaccine if she would like to. She just has to contact the vaccine hotline.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if that's that number I've been calling. Hold on. Don't hang up on me.
Okay.
I've been trying the COVID vaccine schedule, excuse me, which is the 1-855-566-5333 number. Is that the number you're talking about?
Yes, sir. That's the pre-register line. That's where you pre-register for the vaccine, and then the health department gives you a call to actually schedule you.
Okay, because I talked to someone there right after, I can't remember who's the guy that's in charge. Dr. Harris. Hello?
We're just a hotline. We don't know about any doctors, so I'm not familiar with who you're talking about.
He's in that charge of Alabama Public Health Department, whatever it is, ADPH. I talked to them. I talked to that number, and he said he would take my wife's name, but he didn't want her age or he didn't want anything about her health-related condition. So my question is, you're not aware of how it's scheduled or anything like that. Is that correct?
No, sir. That we're just a hotline, but we just give testing sites on this line. That's only for COVID-19. Whenever a person has a question about pre-registering for the vaccine or registering, only number we'll have in mind is the vaccine hotline. That's the only thing that we'll have.
Okay, I'll call them back and find out. I'll just give my wife conditions and see what they can do. But I know the other day, the fact that she had a heart condition and was a diabetic made no difference to him. So, okay, I'll call back and find out. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, sir. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.